Okay, it's 7 o'clock. This is December 13th. This is the Municipal Budget Committee.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, we'll start with the minutes from our previous meeting. Are there any corrections or changes?
Well, you had already requested one correction.
Just that one little correction.
One, yeah, right.
Yeah, the motion is 710 instead of 711. That was the only thing under the minutes from the previous meeting, because Josh wasn't here.
Right. So shouldn't it reflect 801 for absent?
No, somebody abstained.
Well, no, I abstained
because she wasn't here
the previous meeting.
So how do we account for Josh?
The vote tally and a situation like this, parliamentary procedure, if you're curious, is typically if I'm not present, I don't get added to the vote tally. The vote tally that you see is going to be based on who's present for voting purposes.
So there were eight.
There were eight of us, yeah.
And one person abstained.
So 7-1. So seven. If you were on Zoom, you wouldn't be able to.
I would be on Zoom, but I don't think I was here at that point yet.
He wasn't here yet.
Okay. Yeah. Any other changes or corrections? Is there a motion to approve the minutes? Katrina makes the motion.
A second.
Bill seconds. All in favor?
Aye.
I'll abstain.
Oh, and Joan, I'd like to introduce Mark Chalbeck. I think you know Corey and
Bill.
Bill never was here last time, but Mark is. I think he was here. So I guess somebody's there, but we don't know who it is. Is that what that iPhone means?
Yeah.
Anybody know? Okay, that's all right. If they want to talk, I'll help. I'll try to, but let's try to keep an eye if somebody raises their hand and wants to speak.
That's not the hand.
We did that last week. We thought it was the last week. So we're just trying to keep an eye on it, because Joan obviously. Her neck doesn't. Okay, so I'll just go over the format again. This is a public hearing, so we open the public hearing for comments, questions. At the end of the public comment period, I close the public portion, and then we meet at the budget committee to vote or discuss anything, whatever, on the school budget. So, any questions or comments? Corey, you sent us a new budget, but you said there was just one small change.
Yeah, it was an adjustment to the audit engagement.
Okay.
So, it was reduced by $460.
Okay. And that was the only change?
Yep.
Okay.
Can I speak as a town person?
You can speak, yes, yes.
I would just like the committee to possibly add back in the request for regular education, the 173-158 for the reading specialist that's currently covered by the ESSER funds and the kindergarten teacher. So that's a list of positions to consider perhaps adding that back in.
Actually take out anything specific, we just use the number.
Well, so you went for default, and then there are requests. So
right,
the requests that were turned down.
But the money that was taken out can't go anywhere.
Well, not when you're working with default.
Yeah.
Default, you can't.
If you get default, it's up to the school district and school board to allocate the budget.
Default is last year's budget and contractual obligations.
Yeah, so you can allocate it wherever you wish. Because it's the bottom line budget. We just recommended it at the bottom line. But it's not specifically targeted to any line.
May I ask a question? Last week or the week before, we had the town managers here. And the police chief, he was asked about the resource officer in his budget. And he said that he is not budgeted for it. He is not going to be using the person that you end up getting even half-time because most of them are retired people and they can only make a certain amount. So it would go over. And I don't know if this is news to you, but he said it's not budgeted in his.
It's budgeted budget. In hours because we pay the town.
The part-time SRO would be a police officer who would be hired by the town, but we have money in our budget, which we had last year, that would pay for the salary for that person.
So you're only paying for 20 hours?
Yeah. We
it's like 30,000 a year?
Yeah, it's 31,000, I believe.
Yeah, yes, so it's in our budget.
It's in our budget to pay, reimburse the town back, pay for the officer. So it wouldn't be that part-time person, it would be on the town side.
I don't understand how you'd be paying the town back.
We reimburse the town for the services.
Within your budget.
Right, but we don't, it's not our employee.
So
we pay the salaries and benefits, and we reimburse the town for the salaries.
Yeah. Even though they have nothing to do with the police department?
Well, they would.
They would.
They need us out there.
Okay, so he would.
Going to be a town employee?
I took it that he was having nothing to do with the police officer, but maybe I misunderstood.
Well, he won't be able to. He won't do police officer work.
Right.
He'll only work at the school.
That's correct.
Yeah.
He won't.
He won't.
In some towns, for example.
He won't hire him. Yeah. Almost like they're leasing him to the school.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Florida. Like some towns have a full. A school department will only pay for 180 days of the service for the police officer, and then that police officer would then go do other police duties. In this case, we're just paying for that one. There's no other extra work to be done on the town side by that individual, whoever it may be.
So now I'm not a budget committee member. I'm a town member.
Yeah.
If there's a concern for safety, which is what's driving this resource officer, how can you only justify 20 hours a week and only be a part-time officer? Like
it's a salary issue. Number one, if we had a full-time person, it would be closer to probably $50,000 in salary plus benefits. You'd be looking at a $90,000 to $100,000 mm-hmm. line item.
But you're driving it based on what? Safety.
No. You're asking why we don't have a full-time person.
Yeah.
We don't want the person just to be us. We're not hiring somebody to be there 7 hours a day just to stand there. We want them to interact with our kids, do lessons, do presentations for parents. And we believe we wanted to kind of like do a pilot to see how it would work. And if we needed more hours, eventually expand the position for more time. Well, our plan is to rotate the hours. So every day, one day the officer might work 8 to 12. Another time they may work 10 to 2. Mm-hmm. So no one could get an idea. You know, there'll be an officer there, but they won't know exactly when. And we just think that's a better model due to the size of the school that we have. To try it that way, to begin it that way, versus paying for more services and really more than what we need, because we just don't want the person standing there doing nothing.
I guess I misunderstand what a resource officer is then. I thought it was more for security.
That's one part of it. The biggest, the main component is for the school resource officer to build relationships with our families and our students so they can see police officers in a more positive light, but also to provide lessons to groups of students, maybe one grade, two grades at a time, about internet safety, how to make sure, you know, our rules of the road, riding your bike, ATV type things. That's what our resource officer does a lot of in Pusset. Going around with the three schools that we have, doing more lessons, Angela did parent nights on different topics, and that's kind of how we follow a similar model. You know, in...
Does Auburn have one?
No, they're debating it as we've talked about it, and Auburn's looking at trying to see if it's feasible for private security, but our insurance provider, Primex, is not in favor of that because there's no state law that allows for that to occur. So the liability is, the Primex won't cover us if we went in that model. So they recommended that we partner with the local police department, which most districts do. Auburn's concern was that they wanted, it's not a concern, it's more of a desire to have control over the position. In other words, it would work for us and be an employee of the Auburn School Department versus Auburn Police. So it's a philosophical back and forth. And Auburn's a little different because the police department is literally 1,000 yards from the school. They're right there. So it's, they want to do something, but they feel because of the proximity where the police department is right now that they have some time. We've been talking about it for almost a year now, trying to figure it out.
Thank you.
Did you bring us any warrant articles?
We voted on them our last meeting.
Didn't we send them?
I thought we sent them.
I haven't seen them. Mm-hmm.
We approved them on December 4th. So. I thought we sent them. I apologize.
So we met on when December 1st? I'm just looking back.
December 4th was a Monday.
Was a Monday, so we would have sent them out Tuesday.
I don't have any.
I know Becky sent it out.
What's in my truck? I have my folder.
Unfortunately, I don't have keys to the office, but I can't make copies. Sue's here, she is. While you're gone, are there any other questions? No?
Where am I today? I apologize, people. Right here. Okay, did I miss anything?
Yeah.
I mean, wedge. Oh, I have the low chair.
Did you get to be in LA?
The townspeople are getting really rowdy tonight.
Thank you.
Your audience can have some.
Thank you.
So are we waiting for?
We're waiting for the warrant articles. You have the key in there, so we can make copies.
Oh yeah.
Oh.
They have the ginger snip. Nicely done.
Which one's warmer? Which ones are warmer?
Nothing's warm tonight.
So you do, these are.
Not your standard format. That's what we have. Those are the ones that have been approved.
Eight is enough for the secretary also.
Not in the past.
I don't have a budget book with me. It was in our packet. The board approved it. Those are the numbers. Those are the two warrant articles. Besides the budget.
Get up in the morning. Go right at the door.
Kind of dog, you know?
Shepherd.
Okay, he needs the.
I'm gonna throw him a call when I got home from home today. He put a ton of them in there.
This is what?
All the things. He'll be fine in February.
He hurt his hips.
Oh, yeah.
He's right in his prime.
He's in his prime.
Yep.
And I'm past my prime.
No, I don't know because you want to. So how do I do that?
They get you on the evening like Monday. That's the reason I talk them anyway.
We were waiting to see. We didn't go out Monday. We said, I bet Bob will be here. That dog needs to go out.
Yep. You hang your clothes up by the window when you come back.
Yeah.
Yes, Susan.
I'm the one that waits by the door with the towel when he comes back.
Yeah. If you gentlemen would like cookies, we have enough cookies for everybody. And napkins even.
You can be part of the judges.
They're probably faster, but and they won't be in the same.
They can't say no.
You can always try one of their.
Along with all of them.
Come on.
My dad and my father-in-law sent some trails for Christmas.
Mark, did you want the fat?
Thank you.
Would you also email it to us? Because I think you're for Joan to do the minutes if she has a visual copy. Okay. Okay, let's just take a look at the warrant article to make sure we understand. We don't have any questions.
Just how they're actually definitely worded.
They look a little different, right? Don't they usually?
It's the format that's different.
Yeah, the format will be different, but it'll be the same information.
The numbers aren't.
But we'll get a digital copy. I'm going to get the pictures.
Have them copy sent to Stephanie.
Thank you for putting the tax in. Appreciate it.
No question.
Okay, I'm just going to read. Shall the Candace School District vote to approve cost items included in the agreement to notify the 22-25 collective bargaining agreement reached between the Candace School Board and the Candy Education Support Professionals Association, which calls for an increase in salaries and benefits, $38,524 at the current staffing level over the amount that would be paid under the existing contract in the 24-25 fiscal year. Such sum representing the additional costs attributable to the increase in salaries and benefits to the current contract that will be paid at current staffing levels. Tax impact is 6 cents. Okay, so that's, and it's only for 1 year because then you renegotiate a whole new contract.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Next year. Yes.
Okay. Any questions about number? We're not going to vote yet, but in the other session.
So you're not sticking to the contract that you made?
This is in addition to the
right.
The previous
they're not using the contract.
Okay. Okay. And number two is Sheldon. Canyon School District vote to approve cost items included in an agreement to modify the 22-3 to 26 collective bargaining agreement reached between the Canyon School Board, which calls for an increase in salaries and benefits of $46,043 at the current staffing level over the amount that was paid under the existing contract in the 24-25 fiscal year, and further to raise and appropriate the sum of $51,168 for the 25-26 fiscal year for a total of $92,211. Such sum represents the additional cost attributable to the increase in salaries and benefits to the current contract that will be paid at current staffing levels.
Does that, I'll just make a correction on that in the wording. It's to raise and appropriate $46,043 just for the first year. So the 51,000 represents 25-26.
Yeah.
So, you know,
yeah, because this contract runs looks like 26.
Huh?
So it looks like to me.
That's what it says. Yeah, but you don't raise and appropriate the total of the two, which is right. What I thought I heard.
Oh wait, the way it's worded, I think. Yeah.
Okay. Well, it just says for a total of 97.
Yeah.
But it doesn't say, yeah.
And to, no, because it says, and to further to raise and appropriate the 51,000, which is for next year.
That's for next year.
So it shouldn't say that.
No.
So is the tax impact for only the 46-43?
That's correct.
Or the 97?
It's for the 46.
Okay.
And what? 6 cents a thousand? Okay. I think that's important. People know that.
Okay. You also don't, they who the school, who the bargaining agreement is with.
Candia Education Association.
Candia School Board. So it should say bargaining reached between the Candia School Board and the Candia Education Association. And who's included in that?
Teachers.
That was the teachers, and the first one is the support.
Yeah, the first one is the support.
Okay. And then, okay.
So may I ask, why are you doing this?
Board did it last year. We had a number of teachers leave us and go through our formal exit practice. We do exit surveys and through word of mouth. Over half the teachers left us because we were going to districts that paid more money. And we wanted to make sure that we didn't have a repeat. We were lucky we had 11, I believe it was 11 new positions that we had to fill, including people that we knew were retiring, between teachers and like reading specialists, things of that nature. We had to fill all those. So the board did not. What that increase, that dollar amount represents an additional 2% increase for next year in the teacher salary, and then 2%. An additional 2% in the third year. The original contract was for 3-3-3. And what's being proposed is to add an additional 2 in year 2 of the contract and year 3 of the contract. Additional 2%.
You don't think this is dangerous practice?
What hooks it?
It's
We had extenuating circumstances.
I think Candy had an extenuating circumstance. Last year, Hooks did a similar thing for their support staff. They pushed through a $4 an hour increase for all their support staff. It was over $360,000 for one warrant article for 1 year. Voters overwhelmingly supported it.
Mm-hmm.
Tuesday night, the Hooks board will be approving a tentative agreement with HESPA for another 3 year, their support union for another 3 years. So, and the board knew that last year when we put it forward, we knew we'd have another contract coming up. Hooks has, again, $13.3 million in the capital project. So that's Hooks, they're aware of that, but it's not something districts have done frequently in the past, but right. The economy is with teachers, the job market. Teachers are moving. And, you know, years ago, or when I started, or for most of my career, once you hired a teacher, they pretty much stayed with you. unless, you know, they had a family situation, they had to move back because a family member might be sick, you know, out of state or to another town, or their husband or their wife got a new job somewhere where they had to relocate. Now we're seeing candidates, they shop around and they're looking for the best deal. The candy board realizes we can't compete with what I call the big dogs. We can't compete with Bedford. We can't compete with Exeter, Salem.
Yeah, Massachusetts.
Or Mass in general. Yeah. But what we did was we looked at similar districts within about a 30-minute, 40-minute drive. And we think this, it's not the highest by any means, but it does bring us up and puts us into the mix. Because what we offer in Candia is what other districts can't offer.
A small class size,
yeah. A small town environment, mm-hmm. And some people will take a little less for a better work environment. Mm-hmm. We got a great administrative team, a supportive school board, and that's all part of our sales pitch, so to speak, when we recruit. But people, that salary is people, can't teachers, anyway, candidates, I think everybody does it, they go looking for a job. How much does it pay? I mean, there's more to it than salary, and the board recognizes that, but we just wanted to try to increase it, make us a little more competitive, and make people want to stay and make it harder for them to want to lose. Did I summarize that?
Yeah, is
that really accurate?
Yeah, because I thought we brought them up to be kind of close to being failed. Similar as
Auburn. Okay. Yeah, but their class size is like huge.
Yeah. They're a little bit bigger, but we were bleeding a lot of teachers. Yeah. Teachers were leaving, and there were some that were on the fence. And this was a way to try to retain those teachers.
So it is not a common practice.
Desperate times call for desperate.
Yeah, you have to do sometimes things that you normally wouldn't do in order to sustain the quality that you've been providing.
Okay. Any other questions?
Under the teachers article, you said that the 7 cents was just reflecting of 46,000.
Yes.
43.
Mm-hmm.
Why did you just focus on that and not the 51? You're asking for 51 more.
That's going to happen.
The 51 will automatically be contractually obligated.
So
going into the
fall. So it'll be part of the default next year because it'll already be built in.
Yeah. So for that budget year, it's 7 cents.
Yeah. Because of the 40, but they're asking for it for next year.
Yeah.
To be determined.
Multi-year contract.
Yeah.
The town has to approve the multi-year contract.
But we already did, but for a different rate.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Any other questions? Bill, do you still want to ask about the special ed? Or are you?
No, I'll wait until I get some documentation from the state reps.
Okay. If there's no more questions, I'll close the public portion of the hearing, and then we'll go ahead and decide. We'll vote on the warrant articles and the budget.
Thank you. I did say thank you to them.
Oh, yeah.
Are they getting cookies? They were supposed
to. We're all offered cookies. They're offered. They'll offer us cookies. Thank you.
I like the
bar. Tasted both of them. Because they were thin.
Okay, so let's go back to the operating budget. Last time we voted the default budget, we can stick with that. We can increase it. We can change it for the $460 change in the budget. So anybody have any preference?
$406 in the default.
Yes,
I think it's in.
It went down.
Okay.
So we voted the default. So if we want to be just the default, we have to pay $460
out of
the budget that we voted.
Oh, we just vote on the new number.
Yeah, we just $10,749,240. Or we could leave it and just What is? Would anybody like to make a motion?
I will make a motion to approve it at the new default budget.
Okay, so that's
10,404,612.
No, 10,749,245, right?
That's the proposed
that, that's the.
I'm sorry. I'm
going to go right ahead.
10,404,612. Thank you. Thanks. Okay. Yeah, 10,404,612.
Yeah.
Okay. Susan made the motion. Is there a second?
I'll second that.
5 seconds in. Any discussion? All in favor? We'll have to do a roll call vote. Steph?
No.
No? Josh?
Yes.
Sue?
Yes.
Sue?
Yes.
Lynn, yes. Brenda?
I feel like I can't vote tonight because some of my questions haven't been answered. I had some questions.
So you want to abstain?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
We're very nice.
Katrina?
We're voting yes, we want the default budget.
That we're voting for
yes.
10,404,612.
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Bill?
Yes.
Okay, so that's one abstention, one no, and 7 yes.
If they're here to answer questions, then we
no, it isn't specific to their budget.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, that's why I'm having trouble. Yeah. Until I figure out what we're doing with that.
Okay.
I seconded that.
I did.
Okay. So let's look at I'll call it Article 2, because that'll be Article 1 on the warrant. So Article 2 will be the warrant article for the support staff. Would anybody like to make a motion?
I make a motion that we would approve the school warrant article number 2 as written.
Okay, is there a second?
I'll second.
Okay, Katrina second. Stephanie made the motion. Is there discussion?
I don't know if this is a good idea. I really don't. I think Candia has advantages to teaching in Candia.
This first one is support staff.
Oh, I'm sorry. I apologize, but I just think if we have a contract, we have a contract. If we're going to start doing this every year or so, it's not good. I mean, I don't know how any of us can say yes or no.
Well,
I love the support staff.
Haven't done it before, and
right,
the support staff is really below
what they're below the surrounding,
like what you would
be. What is the data on that? Do you know?
They're below Dunkin' Donuts.
Well, everybody's below McDonald's. So.
We are competitive, and I didn't have it. I didn't know that was going to be a question, but
yeah, I don't need that.
We provided that to the board.
Back end.
Where we are is we are competitive, depending on what the job is, like a custodian position, food service. We're a little lower than Auburn. We're nowhere near where Hooksett is, because the model last year when they did the $4 an hour. But you know, we want people we're trying to target people who are looking for maybe 4 to 6 hours a day, which the parent positions in some of the food service are, and trying to, you know, just say, yeah, we're not, again, it's just a similar idea with the teacher salary. It's not maybe $20 an hour, but we've got a better work environment. But in order for us, people will go somewhere else if they're only making $14 an hour to somewhere where they're making 18 or 20, regardless of it might not be in education, it might be to do something else. And again, we're at a disadvantage, our municipalities, because we're not Google, we're not McDonald's, we're not Target. We can't just say we're now going to start paying people this. We have budgets that we have to maintain and things like that. So we're just trying to do our best to hold on to the people we have and be able to recruit for those positions. We still have 2 custodial positions that are unfilled, and we have to contract out. And
and that obviously is more to come back out and to myself. So, you know, the idea is to try to be more competitive, essentially.
From my point of view, just as far as representing the taxpayers in Candia, we can't compete with Hooksett. They have way too much commercial property.
Mm-hmm.
As far as our taxes and what our taxpayers pay, we can't compete with them, and we really can't compete with Auburn's. We really can't. I think we do offer something different in Candia. We just don't have the tax base that those other two towns have. I don't know. I just think
it's like critical to keep who we have. I mean, we're very lucky to get who we were able to hire.
Both cases, both support and professional staff.
I mean, we did lose some pretty good support staff, but
we did.
Any other discussion?
I think the amount of people this affects, the price tag isn't that big.
I think it's very reasonable. Just knowing workforce shortages everywhere, how quickly people flip-flop jobs, I think that this is a very low cost for a great ROI.
Yeah, that being said, I do understand Sue's point, too.
Oh, yeah. It's a very good point.
Okay. Any other discussion?
Okay. Well, I made a motion.
Yeah.
We had a second, so we can discuss. Now we vote.
Okay.
Yes.
Definitely yes. Josh?
Yes.
Susan? Yes. Sue?
No.
Lynn, yes. Brenda?
Abstain. Yes.
Yes. Katrina, Bob?
Yes.
And Bill?
Yes.
So that's 7 yeses, 1 abstention, and 1 no. So that one is recommended by a vote of 7-1. Okay, and then number 3. Would somebody like to make a motion for number 3? I'll call it 3. It's the second one.
I'll make a motion that you accept the school's warrant article number 3.
Steph makes the motion. Is there a second?
Second.
And Katrina second. And discussion on the second warrant article? Ready to vote? Okay. Steph?
Yes.
Josh?
Yes.
Susan?
Yes.
Sue?
No.
Sorry. Then, yes. Brenda?
Abstain.
Katrina?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Bill?
Yes.
Yeah. So the same vote, 7-1-1. So that's recommended by a vote of 7-1-1. Okay.
Thank
Then I'll send you the actual.
Yeah, the actual.
I got them from Becky and I forwarded them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Right. Excellent.
So you have an email from me with the.
Okay,
if you're in the correct form.
Yeah. Okay. All right. I'll send them to everybody. Yeah.
Okay. Because on the ballot for the schools, the first one is for the officers. All right. Because they're two different positions.
Okay, now you had a question about the 10% rule.
Mm-hmm.
I would be happy to explain the 10% rule.
I understand the 10% rule, but if the town votes for, if we recommend a default budget,
okay,
and the town votes not for the default budget,
okay,
yeah,
then it would go to no more than a 10%, correct?
No. We have to recommend a number.
Yes.
Okay. If it's the same as the default budget, and the town votes no,
right,
that's all they get.
They get default
because that's your only choices.
Okay.
The default or what we recommended, and they're both the same, so that's what they get.
Okay.
Now the 10% rule comes in at the deliberative session. So if the, let's say that the, make this, let's say that it $100 for the, oh, no, I'll make it $1,000 for the budget, operating budget, and the warrant articles are $100. And that's what we recommend. At the deliberative session, that cannot be raised by more than 10%.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so with the deliberative session and somebody wants to add $500 for that $1,000 budget, they can't because it exceeds the 10%.
Right. Okay. Is that include the warrant articles in the total?
Yes.
So the warrant articles that have been proposed.
That we recommend. Okay, so we recommended $100 in warrant articles and $1,000 budget. So we got $1,100. They cannot raise that more than 10%.
Okay, so the warrant articles get added to our default
total. Added to, not default, our recommended budget.
Right, well, okay.
It doesn't go to default.
But, okay.
So yeah, so they get added to that, and then the 10% applies.
Okay, so the... The warrant articles are included.
Yes.
Okay.
That's so when you figure the 10%.
Someone in the, from the town wants to propose, let's say we increase the school budget by 173,000. They can because it's within 10%.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And that has to be approved at the deliberative session. That's the whole
yes.
The deliberative that's session. The
whole point. Yeah.
At the end of the deliberative. Now, the other thing, if let's say that somebody, proposes and okay, we've got $100 in warrant articles, and we can raise this by $100 total. No, excuse me, 110. Well, let's say somebody raises the operating budget by $110. That gives us no room for these warrant articles that we voted no on. And there's an issue of the order of the warrant articles. So, say we have $100 for warrant articles, and they add up to 110, and the last warrant article is for $10.
Oh,
that one doesn't get passed.
That's a priority on the ballot.
Yeah, that's why.
Yeah, I know
that. We had a year with CYA. Yeah, it was at the very end, and it almost looked like CYA was not going to get their money, not because we didn't want to, but because we ran out of money when we got to that point.
Yeah.
So you notice now. CYA moved up on the list.
Oh, and all in.
And the charities are in the bottom. Okay, because it makes a difference if the 10% rule actually applies.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
Could I? Well, maybe you can check my math. So if these two warrant articles ask, it's about $350. If you have a $500,000 house, which is not hard to do yet. It's $350 for each, just for those two.
No.
7%?
7 cents.
I mean, sorry. I'm doing well.
Well, it's 13 cents.
Yes, right. 13, right. Yeah.
Both get passed, and they both have been
helping out. Yeah.
13 cents per thousand.
Okay, I get 7.
That was $52.
For 500, what do you want?
Oh, I did a $400,000 house.
So it came to $52
for 491.
You're probably doing math like that.
I could never get it to come up.
7 cents.
So it's 500. No, it's 500. Because it's 500,000.
Okay.
So it's 7 cents times
350.
Wait, that's what I did. You figure it out for 1,000?
Yeah.
That's on
350,000.
Yeah, well, it's 15, 13.
Well, it just gives you an idea of what median
household. If you have a $700,000 house and I have a $200,000.
Yeah, but let us do our own math.
Yeah. Take your assessed value and figure it out.
Yes. Okay. Any other questions?
No, not for me.
Yes, I have a question. Is there a change to the agenda that we may make to put other so that we aren't stuck to just what's on the agenda that other questions can be brought up?
I do oftentimes put other on there, but this is a public hearing for the school budget, mm-hmm. So it's not appropriate to discuss the town budget without having it on the agenda. And we also cannot have a non-public meeting to discuss the town budget.
Okay, so the town attorney did advise the planning board that they could have a non-meeting.
But it's called a non-public meeting, and there's certain categories where you can. If it's a personnel issue, you can have it.
Remember this
contract.
Her question, that was a non-meeting, and there is such a thing as a non-meeting.
Yes, there is.
Mm-hmm. But a non-meeting is when a board meets with their attorney.
Oh, because he was there.
Yes. Okay. So the board can meet with their attorney and ask questions and clarification. That's okay. Considered a non-meeting.
Then that's what it is.
As soon as you go to the other one, all those 90, RSA 91.
But we don't want the attorney.
We have public meetings. I mean, we have public hearings all the time. Then we go on to other business. And when there's no rule that says you can't. Maybe in this case.
This is a public hearing specifically on the school budget. So I feel in order to be transparent, we should discuss the school budget. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's appropriate to talk about the highway department.
Right.
Because we haven't notified anybody in the highway department or the selectmen or the town administrator that we're going to be discussing their budget. And if we are, we should let them know, or anybody in the public. So we're going to talk about it. We need to let them know we will be discussing their budget. But this is specifically a public hearing on the school budget.
So part of the frustrating part of that is we now wait until January 20th to be able to. Is it the 10th?
There's a civil hearing.
The 10th. The
10th. Yes.
Okay.
On both the town and school.
The 20th.
Okay.
So that meeting will be open for all questions.
Yeah, because we're going to vote on this.
Is that the final vote?
That's our final vote before the deliberative session. Then in the deliberative session, the town vote. That's our final vote.
So if we have information that may impact decisions, votes, what's going to happen is, say, for instance, I've got something that I want the committee to consider before they vote. They're not going to have time to think about it or.
If you have something in writing, you can send it to us before the meeting.
Okay. I will send some information
now,
out.
Bear in mind, email. We cannot
you
discuss
have to be
it.
I don't know with that.
Yeah, I can't go back and forth.
Well, I give you.
What information?
I wouldn't give an opinion in your life.
If you have information that you want to share, like.
Okay. Please consider this.
Data or something like
that. Yeah, if you have data that you want to share, you can give it to us before the meeting.
We can't have a conversation back and forth via email.
That's correct.
But I can have a conversation with you. And I can have a conversation with Katrina and you. I can't have a conversation with
minority.
Yeah.
Right.
That violates
okay.
91.
Okay.
But you can talk to anybody about what's on your mind. Mm-hmm. Now is then.
Okay.
I think what Sue's saying, you don't want to put in an opinion because, boy, if RSA 91 comes after you and says, hey, we want your emails, you're going to have to give them
the right to know.
Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And that's, you just don't.
You mean all my emails on my.
All your emails.
Anything
on your town email.
Your town email.
They can, no, they can.
They can grab your personal one, too. I think you're going behind
they
them.
Go, yes. They can go to everything.
Oh my.
Yes.
It's happened.
It has happened.
I'd rather not go down that rabbit hole.
Yeah.
Went I'd say like 10 years ago. Like another one.
Yeah.
30,000.
Wow.
No, that's expensive.
Very.
Oh yeah.
Okay. All right, I'm just gonna have to figure out how I will navigate the information then.
Do you need questions answered about the budget?
Mm-hmm. When do the selectmen meet next?
We're done till January.
No, you meet the fourth Monday, the second, the fourth Monday?
That was good then.
Okay.
Oh, it's time to take it off.
So selfish.
Not at Christmas.
But they should be here at the supplemental meeting. The select.
Well, they don't have to be.
No,
they still will be here.
If you need advice,
if you need questions, you can give them to.
Oh, you can ask Andrea. If you need
Andrea
advice,
well,
and she can go.
No, what's the finance girl? Kim, she was kind of helpful.
We should also be getting the 3-year actual versus budget.
Yeah.
In our next meeting.
Right.
I know. So
and the encumbrances.
So getting all that information and making a decision, I just feel like that is just too pushed.
And it's time when you first start learning the riddance is complicated, really.
Well, yeah, because like I myself have taken the town budget and did what Corey did for each department. What are they asking? Why are they asking for it? Just on a spreadsheet, like what are the asks? Because to go through that whole, it drives me nuts.
I could think Andrea could give us, because that's just the factual data. We should be able to get that in her before the 10th, so we can look at it.
The encumbrances, yes, and the.
Right, because she has to wait for those.
And the 3-year.
But no, they did. No, we did.
Oh, you got them already.
Yeah, the encumbrances and the comparison. She can give that to us.
Yeah.
Before the meeting, sure.
Yeah, but ask her for. That's what she's getting paid to do.
I'll send her an email. Have you already asked her for that information?
No.
Okay. She was here last meeting.
Yeah, she was at the last meeting.
I'll just ask her to send it. Usually I send them an email a few days before, but I'll ask her to send it the week, at least the week before.
Yeah.
The encumbrances. And it was the comparison of what was budgeted and what was spent
before encumbrances.
Right. I got the
expenses for the last couple of years that were used from capital reserve funds that, frankly, was quite disturbing in my own personal conservative opinion. And I want to share it with everybody because $120,000 was spent for the architect design. I guess it was the
the police department.
$120,000 that came out of the capital reserve fund that the budget the select board voted for. And
we sold that land.
But we as the legislative body never appropriated that money for that. All we said was buy the land. And the spending, there's just the checks and balances in this town is frustrating.
It's okay. Well, we can talk about those at the
How that works. We should probably talk about how that capital reserve fund works.
Is it and they the want budget? Another 300,000
bottom line budget? No.
I want another 300,000.
I know. And so what?
No,
so
it's a savings account. I want to put it
it's
in.
It's not a savings account. Well, if you use towards the town,
point of information. This is a good discussion, but I think we're kind of slipping into that hole.
Yeah.
So
what is it, how it can be used?
Capital reserve fund and how it can be used and the difference between the fund and the capital reserve fund. Because you don't need
this,
you don't need
the unreserved balance.
Are we talking about the million something that they sent us?
Yeah.
But we can we'll talk about that.
Yeah, I'll send that to everybody too that I got from.
Yeah, I don't remember her name.
Kim? Yeah. Here it is. I'll send everybody this.
Yes, please.
And this will tell you what was spent out of the future capital improvement fund. As far as I know, we've been involved with the concept, but I know you have public hearings.
We have a public hearing.
You've got three spenders and you've got two conservatives.
I never really.
It's on the website, and we actually have it done Thursday now for the following.
But tell me how this works.
You want to?
If it's a meeting, if the meeting's done, the meeting's done. It's just a sidebar.
We're not in the meeting. We're
on that.
Have a Merry Christmas.
You too.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Corey,
do you want a winter look?
No, this is my lazy look.
Budget season. Yes, I sent it. Yeah.
All right.
Is there a motion to adjourn?
I'll motion.
How do we adjourn?
Oh, no, don't adjourn. I take that back.
I withdraw.
Yeah, you.
A motion to suspend the meeting.
Suspend until January 10th when we'll continue the meeting. Thank you very much.
Suspend it again.
So would you like to make a motion to suspend?
I'll make a motion to suspend.
Okay.
And I will second it.
And Katrina seconds. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
And so we're coming back January 10th.